Hello, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. The Democrats, they're going after President Trump and America. Let's talk about it.
Or where they went, they caught 78 known terrorists within the beginning of this year alone.
And hello, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. President Trump, they're putting a gag order on President Trump, and they don't want President Trump to be heard. But no one else in this case has a gag order. Why is that? Do we live in a banana republic? Is this the communist United States of America? What happened to our country? Why is this even happening? This case should never even be tried in the first place. They're doing this to President Trump because they're trying to keep him from the campaign trail. They don't want President Trump going out speaking to the people. What is really interesting about all of this is that President Trump is still winning in the polls. They have President Trump tied up and he's still winning. He's still winning the hearts and minds of the American people. And the Democrats, they can't stand this. They don't understand what is happening here. How is this possible? They got 4 fraudulent indictments, 91 fraudulent charges, and of course, they have these fraudulent civil cases that they're bringing against President Trump. Why didn't they do this 3 years ago? Oh, wait a minute. It's election year. I mean, what better time to do it than now? Right. I guess they're saying better late than never. Yeah, really. This was all coordinated. This is a coordinated attack on the American people. And they're starting with President Trump, because once they're done with him, guess who's next? Every last American woman, man, child in this country. We are next. So I have a special guest to come on and talk with me about this. After spending more than a decade as an international corporate executive, Joe Hoff is a radio host and author. As one of the Hoff brothers, he is also the key contributor to his brother's, Jim Hoff's award-winning conservative website, The Gateway Pundit. Joe, sir, thank you so much for joining me.
Hey, great to be here, Will. Thanks for having me. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm glad to have you here. So this gag order with President Trump, I've never heard of it, so I'm not a lawyer. I guess I can say I'm the only lawyer in the room right now, but I'm not a lawyer. But to my understanding, from what I've gathered, that when a gag order takes place, that they gag everybody that's associated to the case. How is it, or why is it, that only President Trump is the only one that's being gagged?
Yeah, it's unbelievable. This whole case is so disgusting. Yesterday, by the way, Will, it's really an honor to be here. I have a show now a couple hours before yours here on Frank Speech and Conservative Daily as well. And I had Roger Stone on yesterday. And this happened to him back in 2019 when the Mueller gang went after him for non-crimes. He had committed nothing wrong. It even came out in the Mueller report on election night, November 3rd, 2020. A report was snuck out that Roger Stone did nothing wrong. There was no evidence of him any wrongdoing, but they still went ahead. They put a gag order on him, and Roger said, "This my trial was like the precursor, the trial run for this case against President Trump." They take this, law and put a gag order on an individual like President Trump or Roger Stone, and I think it's unconstitutional. How can it be legal that you cannot defend yourself in the court of law and the court of law outside of the courtroom, which in these political cases is everything?
Yeah, I'm hearing Michael Cohen, and I'm hearing other people that's associated to this case, but everybody else gets to say whatever it is they want to say about President Trump, about this case. But as soon as President Trump says something, oh my goodness, it's the end of the world. Is it because President Trump has so much influence? Because President Trump, they know President Trump is innocent in all of this, and they're going after an innocent American, what it comes down to. And for me, I look at this, that This is a banana republic that we're becoming. A banana republic, yes. Communism 101, and the Democrats are leading the charge. And they're supposed to, and they're acting like we're supposed to ignore the fact that's what they're doing here.
Yeah. No, right? I tell you what, Will, this whole case is outrageous from the start. And if you don't mind, I'd kind of like to lay this out, this case, because my background's in finance and auditing. I mentioned I was a corporate executive overseas for years. I've done audits around the world for years. And another type in my career, I oversaw a $1 billion block of business, the financial reporting. So I know accounting and finance and auditing really well. And what I did is I looked at this case and the case in New York under Bragg. What he's done, what the DOJ has done, is they charged President Trump with 34 felonies. Now, when you look at the case and you look at every single charge, it reads something like this. President Trump received a letter in the mail, and he apparently, I guess they're saying that is a crime. And then after he received the letter, he then posted an entry into his accounting, into his books, which means he recognized that this letter was received. And then what happened was after that, he then cut a check. What happened was that President Trump he did nothing wrong in all of these. There's 11 different times that they received a letter in the mail, 11 times that they booked an entry into the books, and 11 times that they cut a check. They say each one of those instances is a felony, a federal crime. It's lunacy. It's lunacy. And from an accounting point of perspective, first of all, I could go on and on about this, but the problem is these entries were all made in 2017, and they claimed that it impacted the 2016 election. So how can you do something today that impacts something 2 years ago? It doesn't make any sense. These crimes are misdemeanors at best. The statute of limitations was 2 years out. It's like 7 years since they occurred, and yet they're still moving forward with this case. And each one of these entries, like receiving a letter in the mail, they're claiming is a crime. And you or I have no control what we receive in the mail. And the total amount for all these entries, I'm sorry, I know you want to interrupt. Well, total amount is only $130,000 for 13 entries. And it's lunacy. As an auditor, I'd never go back and look 5 years prior at any entries less than at that amount in any audit that I ever did in a multi-billion-dollar corporation. I've never done that. Nobody does that. This thing is made up. It's a fantasy. It's there's no crime. You can't be charged for receiving a letter in the mail, let alone booking it in your entries or an entry into your books, let alone cutting a check. There's nothing wrong with any of that. That's the 34 crimes. There's two entries or two times or one time that they entered an entry into the books twice. That's how they come up with 34. Otherwise, 33 entries based on 11 receipts that President Trump received in 2017, and he had already turned the company over to his sons then. He's not even working at the company anymore. He's handed it over. The whole thing is unbelievable. You just look at this. It's a fantasy. I shared this on Bannon's War Room, and he, you know, he's just like jaw-dropping. This is what they're charging him with. But they want to bring in, and like Bannon said, they want to bring in Stormy Daniels. They want to slander Trump and throw her in there. And I've even heard yesterday on Bannon's War Room, which is also here on Lindell TV, they're saying this Stormy Daniels isn't going to come out and say it was consensual sex. She's going to come out now and she's going to say, no, President Trump raped her, so that they can tie it in with the C. Jean Carroll stuff. This is how sick these people are. There's no crimes. They make this stuff up. They brought over this guy in the DOJ. His name's Coangelis. He was working for Obama, top-notch guy at the DOJ. He gets skirted over to New York to work for Bragg. Nobody at a senior level at the DOJ is ever going to move themselves over to New York in a DA's office and work there. I'm sorry, it doesn't happen. He was placed there so that he could run this case from there. He's a crook, just like all the rest of them. And this thing's being run out of the Biden White House. It's so outrageous what we're having to go through. And we've got this media other than us here at Lindell TV and Gateway Pundit and JoeHoff.com and all these other sites that are growing because we're sharing the truth. This is all liar. Mainstream media won't report it.
You know, you said something about how did this affect the 2016 election? How does Stormy Daniel make the decision for the 2016 election? I've heard him saying this multiple times, and I'm trying to run through my head I'm trying to figure that out. It's the same thing when they brought up a meme being on social media affecting the outcome of the election. So you mean to tell me that people were going into the booth and they were looking at the meme before they were voting? It's the most idiotic response you would ever imagine coming from the government state media. But yet they're constantly saying this. They're constantly saying this, and it's mind-blowing.
Well, this case, it's like it's a time machine they've got involved too, because somehow you can do something a year from now and impact today. It's like it'd be the first in, you know, world history. You know, it just doesn't, that doesn't make sense. So that's what this whole case is based on. Entries in 2017, when he didn't even run the company, his sons ran the company, and they're claiming that somehow impacted the 2016 election. It's all just outrageous lies after lies after. These people are so bold now. This is what they're doing. It's a weak case. Of course it's weak, but, or is it because they're so bold that they just don't mind throwing garbage against the wall, throw it against the wall and challenge us to take it down. Outrageous.
Let me ask you, how was this not coordinated from the Biden regime with them? How do you pronounce his name? Angelo? Mm-hmm. How do you pronounce his name?
Yeah, Coangeles or something like that.
Coangeles. So how would he actually took a lesser position to go after President Trump?
Big time.
He worked for and so how was this not coordinated from the federal government, from Joe Biden? How was it? But they're saying that it has nothing to do with it, even though they're doing it right in front of our faces. But we're supposed to pretend again like this is not actually happening and this is just coincidence, right?
Right. How about it? And the whole thing, too, in auditing, we had a rule. It's not a law necessarily, but it's a rule that says, hey, if you have any conflict of interest, you cannot do an audit. You cannot do it. So if your wife works for the firm, even a lower level or a higher level, you can't be doing that audit. In this case, the law is even more stringent. There is a law in New York that says you can't have a conflict of interest to oversee a case as a judge. This judge has a blatant conflict of interest. He never should be overseeing this case. His daughter made millions of dollars over the last 3-4 years from the likes of Adam Schiff and Kamala Harris, millions. His family's benefited greatly, this judge's family. It's a major material, real conflict of interest, and he's not stepping aside. So this is their strategy. Just throw anything against the wall, put it in front of a corrupt New York judge, just like that Kaplan who allowed E. Jean Carroll's case to go through, a former Clinton judge, and just throw it mud against the wall, throw it up there. You got a judge they can pay off or is just a hater, and they can do anything. And
let me ask you this, you know, President Trump, he's been coming out every day using his freedom of speech, constitutional rights. The judge doesn't want him to do this. What happens if they put President Trump in jail because of this, because of his free speech? What do you imagine what would take place if that happens?
Well, I tell you what, I think Americans are kind of tired of this. I terrible things could happen. And we already have terrible people in this country. We've got a bunch of, radical terrorists in this country, thanks to Joe Biden. So we're already in a precarious situation. Now we've got, if God forbid, some violence starts up, then you will have a bunch of terrorists joining the whole thing, along with probably Antifa. And we're already seeing these protests out east, pro-Palestine protests, which are by the same people that get paid to go out there, and then they get people riled up. And now it's Columbia University has been taken over by the same gang. There's violence that's brewing. And so it's really we're in a scary situation. I think if Trump gets indicted, they may try to throw him in prison. He may appeal it, and then it's going to go probably through the appellate court and all the way to the New York Supreme Court. And they're both going to say, no, you're guilty. You were found guilty in the court of law. It's all fine and dandy. And then it's going to have to go to the Supreme Court, and we're going to have to see if those people have enough guts to really do what's right, because half the time they really don't. So we're, our whole country, the fate of this country is in the hands of a few judges. Some, in this case, the guy who's running this case is just he's a scoundrel. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He is not a good man or a man of integrity by any means. He's a nasty person. He looks real nice and polite and meek and mild. He is a monster. He's a monster. Yeah, you know, it's amazing how that happens. You know, some of these guys look so nice and everything. Don't trust.
I'm completely with you, Joe. Sir, thank you for coming on with me and having a discussion. Can you tell everyone how they can connect with you and find out more about what you're doing?
Yeah, thanks so much. Yeah, you can reach me at joehoff.com. I'm also here at the Lindell TV daily at 1 o'clock Eastern, following Joe Altman's show. So you can listen to me daily there, weekdays. And also, some of my articles are go up at the Gateway Pundit, and where my twin brother runs that site. And so, a little bit about me. You can also, I've also written 3 books on the election steal that I think are outstanding. And you can go to Amazon and purchase those. You can get more information on those also at my site at joehoff.com. So thanks for having me so much, Will.
Thank you, sir. Thank you so much. Love to talk to you again. Okay, everybody, we're going to go to a quick break, and we're going to talk more about this when we come back. Don't go anywhere. Imagine a world where your phone works anywhere. No dead zones, no dropped calls. That's what you get when you go to PrepGearPlus.com. The Iridium 9555 satellite phone gives you the freedom to connect from any corner of the globe. And for a limited time, it's yours at no cost with a 24-month agreement for just $95.95 a month. Plus, they offer family share plans with up to 3 phones. Why satellite phones? They're secure, encrypted, and used by the U.S. military, ensuring that your communication is private and reliable. In a time where the cell networks are increasingly vulnerable, the satellite phone is a beacon of stability. Don't believe me? Ask the tens of thousands who were left without service during the AT&T outage, or the heroes in Hawaii who manage emergency situations with just 1 satellite phone. Get a peace of mind with a network that stands firm when others fail. Visit PrepGearPlus.com or call 855-980-5830 to join the communication revolution. PrepGearPlus.com, where every call is secure and every corner of the earth is covered. Many people tell you to buy gold and silver, which is not a bad idea. The only problem is you can't eat gold and silver. What do you think will be one of the most valuable things when the recession hits the bottom? Seeds. More specifically, organic seeds. Just to name a few. Sunflower, carrots, broccoli, cucumber, milkweed, lettuce, tomatoes, jalapeno, and many more. There is nothing like growing your own food and being able to prepare it, cook it, and eat it. Go to uniteamericafirst.com, click on Conservative Shop, click on Living Seed Company. You get 10% off when you use promo code WILL. You have the power to get prepared today.
A voice spoke to me and said, I've got something I want to show you. I was so sure God had talked to me. And I was stunned by what I saw.
A direct fulfillment of this over 2,500-year-old prophecy. The United States will stand with Israel.
Why haven't I ever seen this before?
1/3 of humanity will die. What do these beasts symbolize?
The lion, the bear, the leopard.
The combined beast from Revelation 13 represents the end-time government of the Antichrist. Understanding the end time.
And we're back, everybody. Thank you so much for being with us. This gag order on President Trump should never have taken place in the first place. They're doing this, and it's never happened before in the history of this nation. And I know a lot of liberals. I have a lot of liberal family members. A lot of them vote Democrat. A lot of them hate President Trump to no end. And they see what's happening, but a lot of them, they say nothing because it's happening to President Trump. This should be highly alarming to every single man, woman, and child in this country. But a lot of people kind of ignore it. Like, well, he shouldn't have done the crime. There is no crime here. They're making up crimes as they go along. They're making up the crimes to try to make President Trump look bad because it's an election year. That's all that they have. That's all that they have. This is full-on communism. This is communism 101. The Democrats know that it's communism. They don't care that we're calling it communism because they have embraced communism. Listen to this one here, because this gag order on President Trump should have never been put in place. How is it you're going to stop him from speaking but allow everybody else to say whatever it is that they want to say? How come he hasn't been found guilty of anything and are taking his rights away? Right?
Are not illegal. Compensation for NDAs are not illegal. And then lastly, the prosecution did focus a lot on David Pecker, who we'll be hearing from today on the stand. But in fact, he is not exactly part of this case because this case focuses on Stormy Daniels, and he had much more to do with Karen McDougal. They're using him to paint a picture of Trump's general mindset, but it's actually not specific to the case before them.
Right. I have to tell everyone, the reason why I was so brilliant in my talking point is because I talked to Karen before the show, and she helped me with it. So when you, just to outline this, the reason why you brought that up about Matt Colangelo, it makes no sense to you, because he's at this prominent position, well, at the Justice Department. He leaves it to go work this New York case, and yet they don't care about the perception that Trump keeps saying this is a Biden instigated trial. And they go, it's absolutely not. And everyone says it's unfounded. But when Matt Colangelo leaves the Justice Department of Joe Biden and goes and takes a job beneath him, leading the investigation, the prosecution of Donald Trump, that is saying, I don't care about perceptions. I'm just going for it.
This is like the whole thing. You remember Joe Biden was asked just the other day about his involvement of President Trump's case in New York. And Joe Biden said, I haven't had any conversation with anybody. But now you have people that's connected directly to Joe Biden showing up working this case. Did he not have any conversation with them before? Did he not have any conversation at all about this? Did they not let Joe Biden know that he was leaving? He was going to take a downgrade position to go work the case. It makes me think about when Obama was in office and they started spying on President Trump. They started doing the spying on President Trump. Remember the whole fake dossier, the whole Russia collusion delusion? And then they tried to say that Obama had no idea that it was happening. You can get off the screen. So just let's picture this really quick. Picture this really quick. Obama's in office. He's the president. The resources of the federal government start spying and starts gathering information, data, on a person that is likely to win the presidency, and he's not aware of it. They didn't let him know. It's the same thing here. You have someone directly connected with Joe Biden. Now he's going after President Trump. He's working the case, and they didn't let Joe Biden know. Help me understand that. How does that work? Are we supposed to believe, like, oh, it's just fine? This is how the system works. This is unheard of. Our country has become a banana republic. And you know what's really sickening to me about all of this is that we're having the conversation, and people that are in certain positions, they can step in for this. They can step in and put an end to this right now. But for some reason, they're not. They're like, let's see how it plays out. Let's see how far they go. Let's see if they actually get Trump. Because see, the establishment, they still control a lot of the Republican Party, the GOP. It's just recently, was it Laura Trump, right? Just recently, Laura Trump is a co-chairwoman now of the RNC, but we're just talking about the RNC. But the GOP, they still have people in there like Liz Cheney, Adam Kissinger, Mitt Romney, Mitch McConnell. There's still people within the GOP that have the same mindset that can actually do something, but they don't do anything. They're sitting by watching it all unfold. Listen to the rest of this.
Yeah, it's I agree. And objectively, it's a career downgrade. For instance, the person, my colleague who held that position when I was at DOJ, she's now a top person at Walmart. Rudy Giuliani, when he held that position in the early 1980s, he went on to head SDNY. So people typically go up, not down.
Gotcha.
So objectively, to take this kind of career downgrade, that means you it's pretty personal. You're a true believer.
So let's talk about David Pecker. He's there because this could be part of a plea deal. He's there because he was subpoenaed. He was taking a lot of questioning. Next thing you know, he's a state's witness. Do you, as a defense attorney, say, hey, David Pecker, why are you here? Are you here? Did you cut a deal in order to testify against Donald Trump? Does that come up? Is that allowed?
Well, they did give him immunity, to your point, and that's why we know what we know now. And apparently he told Trump years ago that he'd be his eyes and ears on the campaign. He said he would keep his ears open for bad stories potentially about him and then help to kill them, which is not illegal. Now, look, does it feel dirty and sleazy to some extent? Sure. I mean, it's the National Enquirer. But also, you know, one thing, Brian, that we used to contend with all the time when I was at DOJ, people would come to Bill Barr and say to him, you know, I want to prosecute this person and this person, typically fan favorites of the right. And Bill Barr would also always ask two very simple questions. What is the crime and what is the evidence? Just because something feels dirty doesn't make it illegal. And people need to keep that in mind in this case.
You know what? You can take it off the screen. So think about this. They're doing this whole case based on their feelings. She just said it. And that's exactly what it is. Because think about it. They all say that, you know, well, if a man feels like he can become a woman, then the left, they'll push the whole idea that now he is a woman because of their feelings. It's the same thing with this case. Based on the feelings, they're going based off of feelings. Well, we just feel that President Trump is guilty. We don't have anything on him. So we're going to make something up and hopefully something will stick. You know, I used to say this all the time. They're treating President Trump as if he murdered somebody. And they're saying that there's no missing person report, right? There's no evidence of a crime anywhere. There's no tape outline with a dead body or nothing, right? Nothing. There's absolutely nothing there. And what the left is doing, they said, well, we know that President Trump murdered somebody. We just have to keep looking until we find the person. And when you ask the question again, well, who's missing? Well, we can't find out. We don't know who's missing until we start looking. That's what they're doing here. They're trying President Trump based on their feelings because they feel a certain way about President Trump. There's nothing here. There's nothing here. If that was the case, then Billy Clinton should be sitting in the same courtroom with President Trump. Remember, he paid off Paula Jones. Remember that? Oh, but that's different. Joe Biden's not going after Billy Clinton because Bill Clinton is a Democrat. That's completely different. But President Trump, he poses a threat. President Trump poses a threat to every demonic thing that they've been doing in our country. This is the reason why they're going full on against President Trump. They can't allow President Trump to go on a campaign trail right now. And as I mentioned it before, remember during the COVID, and it was interesting, Shannon, I was just talking to you about this yesterday. I saw a video and I just saw a clip with Laura Ingraham, and she brought up the same point that I brought up, that, and many people, it's no revolution here. It's just no brainer, right? What happened, remember with the COVID in 2020, how they shut everything down and Joe Biden stayed in the basement, said, well, we got to stay in the basement because of COVID. We have to stay in the basement. Have to stay in the basement, Joe. Have to stay in the basement. No reason to come out. Now, they're keeping President Trump locked down so he can't go on the campaign trail. So it's just the opposite. Since they don't have any reason to keep Joe in the basement, let's keep President Trump locked down. But the interesting thing with all of this, Shannon, mm-hmm. is that President Trump, he's still winning. He's still winning in the polls. The American people see what's happening here. The American people are not stupid. They would love for all of us to just go along with it and say, well, you know what? President Trump has so much baggage. There's so much animosity with President Trump. We just need to go with someone fresh. We need to go with someone who doesn't have all this baggage. Well, I'm going to tell you what. Joe Biden and the Democrats, they have so much baggage that you can't even see the airplane. They have so much luggage. They have so much dirt. They're talking about a little mountain right? A little small dirt hill that they just pulled some dirt together. And said, oh, look at President Trump. Why, there's a ginormous mountain of stupidity of the Democrats in the background, but they're telling you, don't look at that mountain that you can't even see over. You can't even see the sky because it's so big. But look at this little mound that we just scrambled some dirt together, and pay attention to that. The Democrats' goal is to destroy this country, and they're doing it right before our very eyes. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
It's MyPillow 2.0. And your promo code is Will or
Unite One.
Unite One. Unite One. It could be Will too, you know.
Yeah.
Unite One. Use that promo code. You buy one of the MyPillow 2.0s, you get a second one absolutely free. And they say, well, Mike, how could you improve on the best pillow ever? The technology that this has in it, I didn't have 20 years ago. It's a temperature regulated thread made here in the USA that I had made into the most amazing fabric ever. So you combine height, adjustable height, with temperature, and you get the best sleep in history. Just got even better.
Yes, for the best night's sleep ever, use promo code UNITES1 at MyPillow.com. Promo code UNITES1, the MyPillow 2.0, the Giza sheets, the slippers, and also up to 80% off MyPillow.com using promo code UNITES1.
This statement is not evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any diseases, illnesses, injuries, or other medical conditions. Nothing contained herein should be construed as, nor is it intended to be used in medical diagnosis or treatment, and should not be used in place of the advice of your physician or other qualified health care providers.
With key ingredients supported by over 80 clinical trials, the exclusive formulation of the Bella Grace Elixir is changing lives everywhere. Ingesting collagen peptides alone is not very helpful. This is where most products fall short, and where Bella Grace changes everything. Unlike other products, the Bella Grace Elixir controls the gene switches which activate collagen creation and disables the enzymes that break down the matrix. Bella Grace Elixir contains Verisol, the world's best and most clinically studied form of collagen. These elite collagen peptides influence the skin's collagen metabolism directly from the inside. Nature's most powerful antioxidant. 6,000 times more potent than vitamin C, Astareal Astaxanthin prevents the activation of gene switches that drive inflammation and activates the gene switch responsible for cellular repair and longevity, forming bridges across cell membranes, protecting them from free radical attack. Amazonian cat's claw suppresses the enzymes that degrade collagen and our skin matrix caused by oxidants and inflammation. It simply turns the switch off. The world's most studied collagen, plus activating the genes that make collagen, plus switching off the genes that break down collagen, has resulted in something the world has never experienced. The Bella Grace Elixir. Start your 30-day Bella Grace challenge today.
Okay, everybody, we are back. So let me tell you about Pamper with Grace. And I'm looking in the comments, you know, during the break, I'm always looking in the comments. I'm reading the comments and I don't get to chat every single time. We are live. You know, I go live every day. It is April 23rd right now and it's 2:34 my time. But Pamper with Grace, and let me see if I can see it really quick. I think it was, who said it? Gamaval says that, giving me a compliment on my hair. Talking about, it looked like the elixir is working. I'm telling you, it works for me.
Oh, man.
It works for me. I can't speak for everybody else, right? Because, you know, I don't know what, because interesting, actually, Shannon's hair, her hair is growing like crazy, too. She's never mentioned how it affected her hair, but I can see it. But for me, it has really made a difference with my hair. The PamperWithGrace.com. I wasn't even expecting it. Originally, when I started taking it, I wanted to take it because my hands get dry like they're in the desert. Maybe possibly because I'm constantly washing my hands. I'm always washing my hands. It's just like I always feel like I need to wash my hands. I think it's like, what do they call it? ADD or something like that, where I'm constantly just got to...
Is like that.
I'm just constantly have to wash my hands. I'm not like a huge germaphobe or anything like that. I mean, I believe that some germs your body need to interact, but I just have this thing. I've just always been wanting to wash my hands, but as a result, my hands get really dry. So I started taking it for that, not thinking that my hair would start growing back the way it has. And it's really made a difference. And, you know, for those of you know, I got a full head of hair. I got dreadlocks. And I thought I was going to have to cut them off. But not since I've been taking the PamperWithGrace.com, the elixir, it's really made a world of difference for me. And I'm really excited to hear how it's working for you. And I've been asking people that's participating in it to, you know, send me your message. Because I'm trying to compile, you know, maybe five or so people. And we have enough, actually. I just haven't done it, but I want to compile the people and put them on the screen and just, you know, just first name basis only, and just say what their response is, what it's done for them. Because a lot of people, you might not know that it might help you with something that you're not even thinking about. Like I said, it helped me out with my hair. PamperWithGrace.com.
Yeah.
And Shannon, she has the biggest, results as a more mature woman. You know, a woman that's going through natural things. Every day we come into the studio. The AC's busting, and then she would have a fan on, but not anymore, any longer. Because she's been taking this, the hot flashes, she can't live without it.
Another thing, though, other than hot flashes, which has been a blessing, and I still haven't had any hot flashes, thank goodness. And of course, that motivates me to keep taking it. But my hair is now thicker, shinier. I love the texture of my hair now. It's done well for me too. And not only that, but it's helped with, unfortunately, I am a woman, so you know, I do have cellulite. Well, I have cellulite, and you know, women
don't think it's unfortunate for you to be a woman.
Well, I mean, people don't like to see cellulite on women, right? So, but it's actually lessened the appearance of cellulite on my legs, which
really,
yeah, I doubled up on that stuff. I'm like, oh, okay, now we're moving to two a day. Because, you know, when you see, you know, benefits like
when
that,
or
when
results.
You start seeing things, you know, physically, you're like, okay, even though it makes you feel good, even though it helps stop my hot flashes. The collagen, because of the Verisol collagen, it helps the way they've done it. It helps your body absorb it. And then, of course, you see the benefits. So, yeah, I'm taking like
again,
two
I think
now.
It's different for different people. Like I experienced different things, right? Maybe because I'm a man.
I've experienced even more than you have.
Yeah,
so,
absolutely. You know. Absolutely.
But everybody's different, you know. I mean, you actually have a friend that actually is now selling Bella Grace with us, Oreo Express, because he started seeing benefits from it.
Yes.
And so he got excited about it too. So it's a really good product.
Yep, it really is, really is. Okay, hey, let me tell you about our sponsor too. Now, one of the things is, like, I don't know if y'all notice it. Like, I have an ad that where I run seeds, talk about, you know, organic seeds. Because, and I've always mentioned this, I'm trying to make it clear, that President Trump, when he comes back to office, we're going to want gold and silver. Trust me, you're going to want gold and silver. And I think we need to remember that. And I think right now is the time to get gold and silver. The beginning of this year has come with so many uncertainties. Will red hot inflation continue? Will interest rates continue to rise? How can the feds promise a soft landing when all signs point to a serious recession? How? If the beginning of this year has shown one thing, inflation is slowing down. It's not. It's not slowing down. See, they want us to believe that it's slowing down. It's not. And the Fed is completely incapable of fixing these issues. Like millions of other Americans, I find myself asking, how am I going to protect myself and my family? I spoke to our friends over at Genesis Gold Groups. Our new platform, right? Our new partner platform. I can't even get it out. Our new platform partner for Frank's Beach and Lindell TV, after speaking to many other companies, we have chosen to partner with Genesis due to their faith-based values and sterling reputation. And they walked me through protecting my savings and with physical gold and silver. Genesis makes it easy to convert your 401k or IRA into a retirement account backed by physical precious metals like gold and silver. Their team has decades of experience helping folks just like you preserve your hard-earned savings and service provided to their clients is truly one of a kind. That is why I only trust Genesis Gold Group to help me get your money back by the gold standard. You really do. Call Genesis Gold today, 800-200-GOLD, for non-committed, informative consultation with one of their experts. To find out if Genesis can be a fit for you, call 800-200-GOLD, 800-200-4653, or visit them at genesisgoldgroup.com or lindellgoldrush.com. LindellGoldRush.com. Okay, let me tell you, like I mentioned before, when President Trump come back, you're going to be happy that you have gold. You're going to be happy that you have gold and silver, right? And I'm always telling people, like, in between when it all hits the fan, because I believe at some point it's going to hit the fan, just like we was talking to the gentleman yesterday about getting, like, a sat phone. And just really quick, I have a sat phone, but you know, if you go to prepgearplus.com, you can see exactly what I'm talking about. But when President Trump comes back, you're going to be so happy to have that gold and silver. And also, until then, go to prepgearplus.com, pick up the satellite phone, so that way you can stay in communication with your family. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Many people tell you to buy gold and silver, which is not a bad idea. The only problem is you can't eat gold and silver. What do you think will be one of the most valuable things when the recession hits the bottom? Seeds. More specifically, organic seeds. Just to name a few. Sunflower, carrots, broccoli, cucumber, milkweed, lettuce, tomatoes, jalapeno, and many more. There is nothing like growing your own food and being able to prepare it, cook it, and eat it. Go to uniteamericafirst.com, click on Conservative Shop, click on Living Seed Company. You get 10% off when you use promo code WILL. You have the power to get prepared today.
Exclusively for you, we have the Adventures Canvas Hat. It's heavy-duty cotton canvas with a wide brim and natural fraying for a unique look. This hat is perfect for the beach or hiking. Also, check out our custom-made polyester satin scarves. Exclusive patterns, handcrafted in Minnesota. And for the men, premium American Bison Buffalo leather wallet. Single-fold wallet, three pockets for cards and cash. Go to uniteamericafirst.com and select the merch tab to shop.
Okay, we're back. So, of course, like I said earlier, I do look in the comments and Billy Ho says, sounds pretty confident Trump is coming back. I'm extremely confident. You can't tell me that they're going through such extreme measures to try to keep President Trump from coming back. They know that he's returning too. There's a video with James Comey, the failed FBI director. He was on with Jen Psaki, and he told Jen Psaki, saying, if President Trump comes back, he's going to get us. And I couldn't believe that he was actually saying that on our show. He says, if we don't stop him, he's going to get us. And I'm like, really? And he's talking about her too. Talking about all of them. Every last one of them. They need to be round up. Call them, you know what? Call it whatever you want. Because that's what they're doing to us. But Will Johnson, two wrongs don't make a right. These people don't care about America. These people have violated the Constitution. There's a difference. See, those of us that are on the right, those of us that love America, those of us that want to protect and defend children in this country, we're not violating the Constitution. We want to follow the law. But the Democrats, they have done just the opposite. They don't care about the Constitution. They don't care about the law. Their only thing is to go after President Trump and make President Trump look like he's not capable of running the country. They did it the entire time he was there, and he did a phenomenal job. President Trump had America buzzing with success. Why don't you want that again? See, the Democrats, they don't want people to be successful. This is why the Democrats, they've been working with big tech companies, just to give you an example. So, for example, like on my Facebook page, I was making some money on Facebook. You know, I was making, you know, I was making a living on Facebook. What the Democrats do, what Democrats do, what leftists do, they find out where you are making your income and they will target you there. They will attack you there. For example, another example, remember when President Trump was in office and they found out that people voted for President Trump and they worked at certain companies? What did the left do? Oh, this person works at this company. So they started targeting that company to get that person to get fired. They hit you in the pocketbook. We are at war in this country. They're not coming at us with bullets, not as of yet. They're trying to arm the illegals for that. But they're not coming at us with bullets. They're coming at us with financial pain. That's what they're trying to do to President Trump here. That's exactly what they're trying to do to President Trump. They're trying to crush him financially. The whole thing with Letitia James. Let me go to that one. The whole thing with Letitia James. Letitia James, she's highly upset right now. She's angry. She's furious because President Trump, the $175 million, $175 million. You know what? Actually, they should have just taken that money out of what they're sending to Ukraine. Take that $175 million, or actually take a half a billion out from the Ukraine and just give it to New York. That money would have been better going to New York than going to Ukraine. But see, they want to drain President Trump. Listen to this. This is one of President Trump's lawyers talking about Letitia James going after President Trump's, what is it, the insurance company that he's using? And now she's angry. She's angry trying to say that, well, we don't know if this insurance company is valid. They want everyone to not do business with President Trump. That's what it comes down to. She wanted to seize President Trump's assets. She wanted to go put chains on the Trump Tower in New York. Listen to this.
He should not have two teams of lawyers here today. He should not even be here today because he did nothing wrong. It is the epitome of a witch hunt. I just left where a judge asked us whether our cash, sitting in. Ms. James wanted to argue and say that our cash somehow isn't green enough. We wasted time. The judge made a comment saying he thought that money market accounts could go down under the amount. He doesn't even understand basic principles of finance. But this was the man that decided that we owed money and my client committed fraud. We are going to attack every single one. 1 hour, the attorney general and that judge realized quickly that they had no idea what they were talking about. We came to an agreement that everything would be the same. We would modify terms, and that was it. This is where your taxpayer dollars are going, America. Right here. Witch hunt after witch hunt. President Trump's company was worth more in that case than it is now. And now what? We're here because of something that happened when he was in the White House that wasn't even wrong. It was not wrong. You hire lawyers to solve problems, lawyers solve those problems, you pay them. That's it. This is a joke. It's an affront to the American Constitution. It's an affront to our judicial system. And it's an affront to every lawyer that cares about their license, that cares about what is right and wrong. I am sick of coming in front of the press and saying this, but you have to because you people need to understand what is going on. God forbid you put an accounting thing in for legal counsel. It's legal counsel. And now our taxpayer dollars, my time, our attorney's fees, are all here because they're afraid of 2024. And you know what? They should be, because the American people are not stupid. They see what's going on.
The American people are not stupid. Right there. Right there. The American people are not stupid. We see what's happening here. The very fact that this is even folding out like it is tells us that we are on the right side of history. The Democrats, they don't care how bad they look in all of this. Their whole goal is to get Trump. They, anything else is irrelevant for them. Here's some more information about this with Letitia James, because she's a total tyrant. Watch.
So here's the breaking news. And the former federal prosecutor Cherkasky and I were just talking about this. And he said this was not going to hold up. He said Trump's going to be fine. So the court has just ruled that the bond, that $175 million bond that Trump put up, will stand despite the fight that the woman on the right, Letitia James, the attorney general of New York, was trying to slide in. And what did Cherkasky call it? He called it, she was trying to play a legal technicality, saying that the insurance company that Trump was using wasn't going to have the resources to back up that bond should he fail an appeal. Well, the court says the bond can stay. $175 million needs to be in cash, not mutual funds or securities where value can fluctuate. Knight Insurance cannot trade or move the money, but they will have control of the account and will provide a monthly financial statement to the attorney general showing $175 million. So here's the...
I mean, make it make sense. Make it make sense. She's, and you know what? She's bitter.
Yeah, she wants to seize his assets is what she wants to do. Put,
she wants to be on camera,
yep,
going up to Trump Tower,
yep,
putting a chain on the doors and saying that it's been seized, and putting the tape on the door saying the property is no longer open. It's been seized. That's what she wants. They're trying to crush President Trump. And this is devastating, too. Like, for, if it happened to me, I would have to go away because I don't have Trump money. I mean, for anybody else, it would just be devastating.
This is devastating no matter what. I know,
it really is devastating.
I know what you're saying, though. How is Trump possibly handling all these lawsuits? And it made her so mad that he actually got the money and that it actually got lowered. She's mad about it.
Yes, she's mad. She's angry.
Yeah, she's angry.
They're all bitter. So she can't take it as a win.
Right.
Right? Because President Trump, he came through.
He came through.
He came through, and because he came through.
And now it goes away.
And now, she's upset.
The only way she keeps it alive is to keep talking about it.
Because people are like, what was
that case even about now? I mean, literally, that's what it's like now. It's like just another case, gone with the wind. Trump really essentially didn't get hurt too much, right? Because everybody knows it was a fraudulent case. Who cares what they came up with, what the verdict was? It was a sham. Right? That's literally how people are looking at this.
All of this is a sham.
They would do
Every
better.
Every bit of it is a sham.
They would do better if they just had one case. But because they have all cases.
How they would even do better than that?
Hmm.
If they just left them alone.
Well, that's true too.
If they would stop talking about Trump, they probably would have done a lot better.
Yeah.
And, you know, when I was a lot younger, I was into music, and I remember they were talking about if people were talking about you, good or bad, and same thing with politics. In the entertainment industry, if people are talking bad about you, that means your name is getting around. You're buzzing. People are thinking about you, regardless if they're talking about you, good or bad. In this case, they spend so much time talking about President Trump. TDS is a real thing. I have family members, like I mentioned, that I talk to, and they can't stand President Trump. But every single time I talk to them, and it makes it difficult to talk to them, but I talk to them. And every time I talk to them, I don't even have to be talking about anything political or anything. They will bring up Trump one way or another. We're going to be talking about Joe Biden, what he's doing with the children. And some of these family members I talk to say they're Christian. And talking about Joe Biden when how they're perverting the children, the whole situation with the whole transgender thing. But then they bring up Trump. And I tell them, I say, you've got to stop allowing President Trump to live in your head rent-free. I'm telling my family members this, that hate Trump. You've got to stop it. I said, what does this have to do with Trump? They can't help themselves. Just like the government state media, just like all of them, all of these politicians, they can't help themselves but to talk about Trump. Because they know that President Trump loves the country. They know President Trump is going to put America back on top. They know President Trump is going to put an end to all of the demonic things that they've been doing. And as I mentioned, you know, like I was telling you, Facebook, I was making some money on Facebook and they've taken all of my income away. I mean, every single bit. On Facebook, they have this thing where they call Facebook stars. And for example, like on YouTube, you can do a super chat on YouTube, or on Rumble, you can do a Rumble rant. If it's available, you can do Rumble rant. You can send, you know, to the channel, you can send money, et cetera, et cetera. On Facebook, it was called Facebook stars. They've taken that away from me too. They've taken everything away from me. So as of right now, the only way that I have any income is because of your support here on Lindell TV, your support from everything. And you know what? Let me talk about this real quick. Do we have time? Because Mother's Day is getting ready to come up. And have you seen these? These are gifts that you can get at MyPillow.com. Actually, these are at MyStore.com, aren't they? If I'm not mistaken.
No, those aren't MyPillow.
Are these MyPillow?
Yeah.
This is a pajama set. A pajama set. Really beautifully made. And it comes already like it's gift wrap, like it's in the package here. And at MyPillow.com. Can we put in a lower third?
Oh my gosh, I'm trying to.
Okay. We can put MyPillow.com. You have to use promo code WILL if you want to get the best deal.
Oh man, and you know what? But look,
Mother's Day is getting ready to come up. Fellas, you know you got the mommy out there.
And you know what? There are so many good things on their world. They still have the $25 deal going on too, right? Yep. On towels, beach towels. They have the $9.50 white sandals. But you're right, Will. Pajamas, robes, those make great gifts for women, and I think I can get the pajamas. Let me see if I can pull up the pajamas.
Look, I have the pajamas right here if you can't get it, but there's so many great deals right now on MyPillow.com, and you have to go to MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com, use promo code WILL at MyPillow.com to get the best deal. I just want to remind you, so when you go, and you know what, you're supporting Mike Lindell, you're supporting Lindell, the Lindell TV show, Frank Speech, you're supporting what we are doing here when you use promo code WILL.
And you know what? People have been so good too. We thank everybody for supporting not only Mike Lindell, but us through MyPillow and My Store.
Yes. And I absolutely want to say thank you.
And there are some
you.
Great things on My Store. You know, you got coffee over there.
Yes,
there's probably,
I love the coffee. I love the coffee.
You know what? Make your wife, your kids, mother, your mother, make a little gift set. You can even get the coffee and then get her like a little, if she likes mugs, if she likes travel cups, get her travel cup or a little teacup.
Yep, absolutely.
That makes a good gift too.
Absolutely. So MyPillow.com, use promo code WILL. And I want to say thank you everybody for, and that's one way you're sponsoring me, by going to MyPillow.com using promo code WILL. That's the way you're helping me. You're helping me keep going. Because like I said, they've taken all my income away. So I'm here because we have to fight for our country. It is a financial battle. They're trying to do it to President Trump. They're doing it to me. They're going to do it to so many other Americans. Also, my website, uniteamericafirst.com/donate. You can support me there as well. Okay, we are here at the end. I want to thank everybody for being here. Thank you so much for chatting in the chat. I love it when you chat. That's why I love going live, because I get to read your chats at the same time and I get to interact with you. Today is Tuesday, but Friday I will have the phone lines open. I've been working on my phone system too to get it a lot better. So I want to thank everyone for being here again. Absolute Truth with Emerald Robinson's coming up next, everybody. Make sure you stick around for that beautiful fire show. My name is Will Johnson, and we just talked about it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and my employees and I want to thank each and every one of you for your support by bringing you the MyPillow that started it all. MyPillow's patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs, regardless of your sleep position. Because it works, we've sold over 70 million MyPillows, and now I'm bringing it to you for the lowest price ever. For example, you get my standard MyPillow, now only $19.88 with your promo code. Now's the time to get them for your friends, your family, your neighbors, everyone you know. MyPillows make the best gifts ever. In the times we're in, one thing we all need is getting a great night's sleep. So go to MyPillow.com or call that number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get my standard MyPillow for only $19.88. For a more custom fit, my Premium Queen, only $24.98. Or my Premium King, only $29.98. This is a limited time offer, so order now.
Exclusively for you, we have the Adventures Canvas Hat. It's heavy-duty cotton canvas with a wide brim and natural fraying for a unique look. This hat is perfect for the beach or hiking. Also, check out our custom-made polyester satin scarves, exclusive patterns, handcrafted in Minnesota. And for the men, premium American Bison Buffalo leather wallet. Single-fold wallet, three pockets for cards and cash. Go to uniteamericafirst.com and select the merch tab to shop.